I'm Mary Charlson, president of Charlson Communications and marketing columnist for Business in Vancouver. And this is a quick teaser about my Female Factor presentation. I'd like to introduce to you an incredibly powerful consumer group, one that can make or break your business, one that if you get it right will become your best advocate, but also one that will spread negative messages about you shamelessly if you fail to deliver. This group buys cars, houses, electronics, telecommunications, travel, food, clothing, and a whole lot more. In fact, they control over 85% of purchases made in all these categories. Would you like to meet them? That consumer group is women. She makes up 50% of the population, but yes, you heard that correctly, controls over 85% of how purchases are made. Can you think of a single industry that can afford to ignore 85% of their market? Didn't think so. In my full Female Factor presentation, we look at the 10 things you need to know to market effectively to women. Today, I'm going to share with you just one of those factors, but it's a critical one. That is corporate social responsibility, CSR for short. You've probably heard the words sustainability, going green, having a social conscience being bantered about. Corporate social responsibility has become a hot button across all industries. Frankly, it's a concern for both men and women. But here's the thing. Our research indicates that women, far more so than men, are incredibly sensitive to this issue. Women want you to care about what they care about. They want to know how you're giving back to not only the environment, but also the communities and causes that matter most to them. They care about impact. How others feel is important. If this sounds a little touchy-feely for you, you need to get over it. 85% of the purchases made at your business could depend on you understanding this important issue. My company contracts with TNS Canadian Facts to conduct research across Canada. Recently, we completed a study on this issue. We asked, on a scale, please rank your agreement with the following statements. I consciously choose to do business with companies who are socially and environmentally responsible. The results? 46% of men agreed, 55% of women agreed. We then asked, have you ever switched from one brand to another that was about the same price and quality because the other brand was associated with a more socially and environmentally responsible company? 51% of men agreed, 65% of women agreed. Women not only skew much higher than men on their choice of brands to deal with, they also actively switched based on this issue. Let's take a look at the Dove campaign for Real Beauty. It was launched in February 2004 and featured a series of provocative billboards and ads that challenged the traditional notion of beauty. Boldly showing no product and minimal branding, freckles, wrinkles, and curvy bodies were placed in the spotlight. It was a stark departure from what others in the fashion and cosmetic industry were doing. Dove made themselves vulnerable, and they let women talk. By challenging industry convention and exposing a topic that women were dear to, they zigged where everyone else zagged. Women talked. The media talked. They experienced double-digit growth in every category. In October 2006, they released Evolution, a viral commercial shared through online audiences to show how the girl next door gets turned into a fashion model through the use of makeup and photo manipulation. The final message was, is it any wonder our definition of beauty is so distorted? The spot won an international advertising award at Cannes and received in excess of 7.1 million views on YouTube. Again this year, they broke from convention and commissioned a play called Body and Soul. It premiered in Toronto, and it starred 13 everyday women, ages 45 to 78, engaging in honest monologues about their lives and aging. What Dove has done is identify with what women care about. They have shown social consciousness so rare in the fashion and beauty industry. They have tapped into the emotional connection that women seek. That's just one key insight. Think how powerful you'd be with the other nine. I'm Mary Charlson. To learn more about my female factor presentation, visit charlson.ca. That's charlson.ca. If you'd like more marketing insights, visit 5minutemarketing.com and download a sample of podcasts on marketing to women and corporate social responsibility.